Announcements of layoffs at major Indiana employers like Cook Medical drew attention this week. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahia Reyes reports other companies' layoffs earlier in the year haven't affected the state's employment numbers much. Yet.
Cook Medical is cutting about 120 jobs in Indiana. Over twice as many jobs were lost in the closure of a South Bend Walmart last month, and there have been hundreds of other layoffs across the state since 2023 began. As significant and potentially scary as that may be, new preliminary employment estimates for April aren't flashing red. Indiana's unemployment rate is still at a nearly historic low of 3%. The total number of people employed in the state is also at a 10-year high again. Most industries saw a year-over-year growth in employment, though the growth in manufacturing has slowed significantly. Despite that, the statewide estimates still suggest workers were in demand through April. That doesn't really say much about where the labor market stands at this exact moment or where it'll go. So far, it has beaten some gloomy predictions, leading to a mixture of confidence and fear among state and federal officials, business leaders, and economists. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahia Reyes.